Star Mobile.
Good evening, Rusty. N0TR Mobile.
N0TR W2T. Hello there, Tom. On my way from one rehearsal to the next one.
We don't know where the heck we're at, but we're getting closer to home. We had turned around again, and we went up to Pickens and headed back, and naturally took the wrong turn someplace. But we're on Highway 11 now, so we're in good shape, I hope.
Roy was in here earlier, and he was wondering if you got lost out there because he thought someone might be giving you directions to someplace you didn't want to go.
Chris, QLG.
Yeah, when you were trying to get direct, when Chris was giving you directions, Roy wasn't sure who that was giving you those directions, so he was worried that you, he was asking about you, because, Shane told him it was Chris giving you directions, so you were intending to go where you went, so Roy had a sigh of relief there. We said, oh, he was going where he wanted to go.
Something's going up, we just weren't sure of ourselves, but coming back, well, we went to Scenic Highway anyways. We seen a lot of good country.
I went to Brevard the first part of last week or the week before. I forgot which it was, but, when I went to them the week before that, I was up there in some places I had never been before and hope never to go again, if you know what I mean.
Exactly what you mean.
Tonight?
Oh, I'm good. How about you?
Tired a little bit, but that's okay. It's typical Monday. I did a project today. Now I've had one handbell rehearsal. We're learning new music to get ready for May. And we're going to do some long ones, and then we're going to get ready for, and then we're going to take things off. And now I got another hour and a half rehearsal, 2 hours tonight. And then I get to go home and relax because I don't got anything tomorrow.
Let's see. Well, Bernice Shelley, the daughter up in Michigan, she played three different orchestral things, and it was called The Rite of Spring. I can't remember who wrote it now. I played it before, but it's a long one, and she had to play it three times this last week. So she's kind of wore out, too. She called us last night. But, we had a good time. We went up and visited Chris, and then are just headed back now. And all I got to do is go out and check on the birds and go in and hit the rain locker and call it a day.
Well, you cover up any plants outside that Bernice might be about, because they're calling for a frost warning tonight from 2 a.m. tonight in the morning till 9 a.m. in the morning.
Well, I showed 31 degrees last night. I had a rough night sleeping. I kept getting leg cramps and waking up. And my weather station said 31 there for a while, and then it went back up in time and got daylight, and it was about 6:30. It was back up to 37. But it definitely frosted at our place last night, but we're a little further north. It's N0TR.
Oh, yeah, well, when they're usually predicting frost, I get some at my place because of where I am, too, and it gets it over there. And you'd think being over there near a lake and a creek and all that stuff, you wouldn't get it, but you do. So, anyway, and all, but, yeah, I got to go back out and do an inspection in the morning, but it's one of these where all I'm doing is taking pictures of property that's out there, that somebody's buying 15-something acres of property, and I just got to go out and take some pictures of from the road of what I can see of the property. So it's going to be interesting. First time I've done one like this that wasn't a place where they were in a housing development where they had a vacant lot. But this is 15 acres and still got growth on it and everything, trees and all. So it's going to be interesting taking pictures out there tomorrow morning.
For the GPS is to stop talking here, but I got two of them going. We're on the right road now. Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. You keep me busy anyways, Rusty, so that's good.
And I know where I'm going this time because I went over there yesterday, and then I got run off on the property because I was on the wrong property. My GPS took me, because all they sent me was was coordinates, latitude and longitude, and my phone didn't put me where they said, and I put me in a place that was at the corner of where they were talking. There was a house there, and I went to that address, and they said, oh, no, that's not the place to go. So they sent me, I'm going to take another try at it tomorrow, and I'll get over on the land where there's not really any development, even though there are a couple of containers sitting there. Somebody brought in some containers, and there's a tractor or two sitting there, and there's a gate and a fence on and at where the gate is, and I'll just see tomorrow when I get there in the morning.
I think that'll be the last of the freezes anyways, and the weather should stay above freezing, hopefully. But old K4SUG always did say it could frost right up to the second week of April.
We're approaching that second full week of April, so that's what this is. I'm going to make sure I don't have anything I need to do on Thursday, because that's going to be my unlaxed day, because I don't intend to do anything on my birthday except go out and find me something to eat for lunch.
My golly, do you feel any older, Rusty?
When Thursday comes, but probably not.
I mean,
plus before, so, you know, I won't see a difference in that, you know.
There ain't no honor in me. I'm a nice guy. Just ask Bernice.
Is that right, Bernice? I don't want to say.
Bernice, you better move away. If a storm rolls over, it's got lightning. It's going to hit somewhere right over there near you.
Let's hope not.
Yeah, she said, that's true. Shoot. Well, that's good. We've got a little fire left in us, Rusty. She's got a lot of weeding yet to do, and she got more strawberry plants to put in, and we took a friend some raspberry plants today, and oh, I love them raspberries when they get to making. She makes raspberry jelly that's just out of this world.
Need some good homemade raspberry jelly, because all the stuff you find in the grocery store, this stuff is all seedless or not enough seeds in it. Even when it doesn't say seedless, there's not enough seeds in it to even make you think there's seeds there. So, oh well, and on. But I got to find me some good regular raspberry jam sometime, because I do like it with the seeds in it, believe it or not.
From this summer, we'll get you some, Rusty. Right now, I think there's only two jars of it left, and I ain't giving it up. I have it every morning on my toast.
I'd like you to do that, Tom. I mean, you're that type of person.
Oh, well, I'm showing 64 degrees, so I sure come up good today anyways, Rusty.
Yeah, considering I only heard they were only looking for a high of, 57 or something like that today, and it's showing 63 on my car thermometer right now, so. But, you know, it's supposed to get chillier later. It's supposed to get down in the 30s again tonight, so I do have a little bit heavier jacket for when I leave rehearsal at 9 o'clock tonight.
Release-wise, this time, Rusty, we didn't go down through Easley and out I-85. I did not want to drive through that traffic. It just, I'd never been to Easley very often, and my gracious, it gets backed up down there something fierce, and then I-85, the time of day we'd have been coming through there, it'd have been a mess.
Try to go to Easley or come back from Easley anytime early in the morning, like before 10 o'clock, and I don't try to go down that way anytime after about 3:30 in the afternoon. Because I've gotten caught down there at, when I used to work for an exterminator, I had to make a trip down to Easley to take a look at a house, and I got caught down in there in that traffic, and it was like 5 o'clock when I left there headed back to Spartanburg, and I was not a happy camper when I took that almost an hour to get back from down there back to Spartanburg to the office so I could turn my truck in and my report for the day. I'll tell you that.
It's in 0TR. Well, I'll tell you, Rusty, my first Well, it would have been my second job after I got out of the service. I worked there 32 years, and I could drive to work in 6 minutes. Now, I was on call 24 hours a day, but, you know, when you only have to go that far, and some of the guys were driving 30 miles, I felt pretty darn lucky.
It usually took me, about 15 to 18, maybe 20 minutes to get to work. When I was last place, I was working full-time for the housing authority, so most of my offices were on the side of town. Ooh, we got ICE agents up here with blue lights up here near this road construction where the bridge at 290 over 85 is at. Interesting. All kinds of blue lights, and it says police on the side of the car, not ICE, but it says police. So I wonder what happened there. Probably I mix them up with a couple of cars, trying to avoid a truck or something. Oh, well, but that's what it is these days. You got to be careful. As you say, Tom, they walk among us.
Well, I guess there was another mass shooting someplace today. I don't know how many they killed this time, 5 or something like that. I can't remember now what state it was in. Rusty, but it was on the internet there before we left this morning. It's saying they're running it for all of the good people that own firearms in this world, but oh well, I guess it's the way to solve their problems or something. They ought to just use it on themselves and forget about bothering anybody else, so.
Just do away with themselves, and then they won't do away with somebody else. And then you've got those idiots that think they have to blow up a bomb, you know, blow up a bomb on themselves just to take out other people, too. And, you know, those guys need to be someplace else. And I'm going by a bank over here, and it says 65, and now I'm back down to 64. They're bouncing between 64 and 65 on their clock and their temperature thing out in front of the bank.
Yeah, I was surprised. I was watching a thing on the 4-4, it's the Story Channel this morning, and it was about the dogfights of World War II, and I've watched it before, but not the same one. But I knew the Japanese had kamikazes, but I didn't realize that the Germans did towards the end of the war when they were bombing Berlin with the B-24s and that. And they would ram into our bombers midair and try to take them out.
Well, that, I don't know what you said at the beginning, because you went down in a hole and went into nowhere land, because I didn't get it. You were crackly, and then you were gone, and then you came back crackly, and then you came up, and I got the end of it there. So anyway, yeah, I remember seeing about that and reading about that and all during those time periods. So. It's what it was, and that's, you know, unfortunately, and all that's in the history books, and it's just, you know, it's things we can't do anything about, and all. Oh, well. Well, Tom, I'm about here to where I'm going to be, so I got to maneuver through big downtown Duncan to get to my place where I got to be for rehearsal, and I'm going to be wandering around down by the police station and the fire station, so I got to be on my P's and Q's. You never know when one of those vehicles is going to take off with lights and siren going. So I'll catch you later. Talk to you later, Tom. N0TR W2T 73s for now.
Okay, Rusty. Glad you rode along with us. It makes the ride a lot easier. 73s, and have a safe and a good day. W2T N0TR clear.